I'm talking with Scott Robinson, who is the spouse or the widower of Teresa Fritz.
It was a ring marriage, husband.
I was really impressed that Ms. Allen thought of doing this because, although I've never done one of these retrospectively, Teresa was indeed an important person in the community and continues to be so in people's memories.
Yes. Yeah, it was a huge blow here and a big blow around the community. And I think it opened up the eyes to a lot of people just how suddenly things can happen. You just never know.
How long were you guys married?
We would have been married 15 years in August.
You didn't have any difficulty sharing her attention with the many community groups she was involved with?
She was always a very strong volunteer, even prior to us getting together. So it was just something that kind of flowed naturally. As you would know, the media job can be fairly busy at times too, where there's lots of commitments and you have to run out and cover something and whatnot. When we first got together, she was a reporter, and then she went to an editor and then managing editor, and then you put the town council on top of that. There was a lot of commitments, but you know what, it opens up the outpouring of people whenever all this happened. Like, it was just incredible. And unfortunately, during these COVID times, especially back in January, it was especially hard to try and figure out what you were going to do.
Did she have any particular favorite things of all of the items she was involved with?
She was very passionate about council. When she passed, like, she was just before turning 55, and her retirement goal was at some point she was going to be mayor of Carleton Place. She never had any intention of stepping away from council, and the end goal was mayor. There was never a doubt about that. And she would always be good for a soundbite. She never had any qualms about talking to the media.
It's incredibly distressing, considering we've seen how important the work of the Conservation Authority has been during our recent flooding situation. And while Carleton Place fared well, a lot of other places upstream in bodies of water that are managed by the Conservation Authority and dams that are managed by the Conservation Authority play an imperative role in what we see downstream. The flooding is a real reality for our future, and the Conservation Authority needs that funding. I think it's imperative of that council support them.
She was always a very vocal person and a very strong personality.
I appreciate what you've shared with me. Is there anything that you want to say that you would like me to include that I haven't sort of asked off the top of my head?
I'd just like to thank everybody. I guess we're 6 months in now, and I've intended to put something in the paper and kind of a mass thank you at some point or another. I do plan on having a celebration of life, but I'm waiting for that point in time where the COVID numbers will allow us to do it properly.
Yeah, for sure, because it'll be packed. Well, thank you very, very much for talking with me and forming the basis of our tribute. I appreciate that it was difficult, and
oh, no problem.
I thank you for taking the time.
Okay, you have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.